Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with SBA's Chief Financial Officer, Jenny Main. Also joining us in our conversation is Steve Watson, partner in IBM's financial management practice.
Jenny, in the last segment, we were talking about various OMB initiatives for internal controls and accelerated reporting. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the line of business initiatives. Where's SBA with respect to implementing lines of business?
We're very supportive of the Lines of Business Initiative. I can tell you, as, again, one of the smallest of the CFO Act agencies, we're constantly looking for opportunities to team up with a bigger agency who has gone the path of getting all the standards and requirements in place for some sort of technology that we can just piggyback on. We're just too small to be developing our own things. That said, we had just outsourced our administrative accounting system in 2003, right when the Line of Business Initiative was kicking off for the financial management side. And so we're anticipating when that contract is up. We have a very, very good contract that has been very cost effective for the agency. So we don't want to move away from that in the short run. But when that contract is up in a couple more years, we'll be anticipating transitioning to one of the existing centers of excellence or, you know, our service provider is actually, I think, becoming a center of excellence. So that'll be a competitive opportunity that we'll look at. We are a small entity that benefits from others who want to do this. I don't anticipate us becoming a center of excellence because we're a small fry in the mix.
Jenny, I want to transition now to the future. What trends will have the largest impact on SBA, say, in the next 5 to 10 years?
I think it continues to be technology. We're primarily a wholesale provider of services to the small business community. We're working through our partners, as I mentioned. And technology, you know, the number of people who have computers and internet and access to things, we really want to move to 100% electronic transactions with everyone that we deal with. Obviously, aside from training and counseling type of activities, where although you can do a lot of that through the internet, and we've been expanding our presence on that front, you know, person to person is still, I believe, an important part of like a training or a counseling program. But lending and those types of things, the lenders are going to be the ones that interface directly with the small businesses, and we really will just interact electronically with our lenders. And we're using technology now to monitor our lenders much more effectively. We can get data. We have over 4,000 lenders. We need to know very quickly which ones are high risk. And you can use data to do that today, and we'll just become more efficient and proficient at that in the future. The other area that unfortunately, I'm not so optimistic about, I know it's going to impact us, but it's not in a good way, is the budget. As a small domestic agency, very small, we have already shrunk almost, over 30% as our budget has declined over the last 5 years. Our staff has gone down 20%. We haven't given up any programs, or any major programs at least. And our loan portfolio only grows. When you make loans, it creates a liability that can be 5 to 10 to 15 years down the road that you're still working on it. So we have to maintain sufficient infrastructure. As a steward of the taxpayers' dollars, it's penny wise and pound foolish not to be maintaining an adequate infrastructure to manage that portfolio. In this current budget environment, we're looking at cuts, you know, across all the agencies. I'm not the only one, you know, singing this problem. But I, when I look at the impact of that on our agency, it makes me very nervous. And we've been working hard for the last few years to try to figure out strategies. But you get to a point where you can't tighten the belt anymore. There's bone there and just need a different approach.
Certainly a challenge. I want to transition back to some comments you made earlier in the show around disaster and disaster planning. And we talked to many of our guests about what their organization's role is in this area. What role does SBA play in national efforts to support businesses and the economy during a disaster response?
Well, SBA has one major disaster program. It's a loan program. We provide long-term recovery loans for rebuilding either homes or businesses after a disaster. And it's been a bit of a challenge over the past year with the extreme nature of the disaster in the Gulf. I think folks really wanted, for example, a bridge loan type of thing, something that could keep them going for a few months while they were trying to figure out how they were going to salvage their business or whether they were going to be able to return to the area. And unfortunately, SBA doesn't have a statutory program that provides a short-term bridge loan product. And that was a source of, I think, a lot of frustration. But what we really have is the long-term recovery program. And in fact, most of the loans are 30 years. We will extend the payment term out as long as it takes for the borrower to be able to make the payments on their forecasted, you know, income that's available. So that's our primary program. It's been around for more than 30 years. And overall, I would call it a very successful program. Folks who have used it, Northridge Earthquakes, for example, we did about $4 billion there in Southern California. And we've gotten over the years a lot of positive feedback about it. But in such a dire circumstance like the Gulf, I think we found that that program alone was challenging. It caused a lot of frustration that there weren't more things. And, you know, today you can find that Mississippi and Louisiana are actually giving out grants to homeowners who have gotten SBA loans, and we're coordinating with them to coordinate that benefit. But the devastation has been so bad that the federal government response has said, you know, we want to go a step further. So we've been working with them to make that happen.
Great. Janet, you've enjoyed successes both in the private and now in the public sector, as well as starting up your own business. What advice could you give to a person who's interested in a career in public service?
Well, certainly, I've always loved being a public servant. I actually have a master's degree in public policy, so I really enjoy the challenges and the issues that you face. I mean, I kind of define the issues that the government frequently is looking at are the things that didn't get taken care of in the private sector. They're issues that people care about, but the for-profit bottom line isn't making them happen. So that by its nature, I think, makes it interesting. And I would certainly offer encouragement. And we're looking at a huge demographic shift in the federal workforce in the next 15 years. 45% of SBA staff are eligible to retire in the next 5 years. So we need good people. So I would very much encourage anyone who's interested in public service. I would say that it's a challenge. It can be very challenging. There's a lot of tough things about it. But I personally feel like I make a difference every day. Personally, being there, helping to make a decision or change something that otherwise would have gone a different way, I feel like I make a difference every day. And that's very rewarding.
Great. Excellent. Jenny, unfortunately, we've run out of time here, and that'll have to be my last question. I do want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule today. But more importantly, Steve and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the public and our country in the various roles you've held at OMB and now at SBA.
Thank you very much. I really appreciated the opportunity to be here. And I just want to make sure that all of your listeners know that if they're interested in the Small Business Administration and the products and services that we offer, particularly if they're considering starting up a small business, you can go to our website, which is www.sba.gov, and take a look at all the many great programs that we have.
Great. Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Chief Financial Officer of the Small Business Administration, Ms. Jennifer Main. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.